The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Met Éireann will feature a show garden at Bord Bia's Bloom as part of a series of events to mark the National Meteorological Service's 90th anniversary. For more on this, I am joined by Aoife Keighley, who is a Deputy Head of Forecasting at Met Éireann. And you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder, Aoife. Before I wish you a happy birthday, I want to find out if we are going to be enjoying Bloom in the glorious sunshine this weekend, or what is the very latest forecast for the June Bank Hall?
Well, thank you very much for having me on. So the warm weather that we've seen over the last few days is actually going to gradually break down towards the end of the week and over the weekend. So we do still have a couple of very warm or even hot days now today and tomorrow, Wednesday. But by Thursday, the temperatures will have fallen back to, we'll say, the high teens or low 20s. And it'll stay that way for the weekend. There will be a little bit of rain and drizzle around over the weekend as well, so it's going to turn more unsettled. But in the east of the country, there will be longer dry spells. So for anybody getting out to Bloom, it'll still be relatively warm, so not as hot as it has been, but still temperatures into the low 20s, high teens, and with good dry spells in between, some occasional spells of rain in the east.
Okay, so not quite as good as we've experienced the last couple of days, but not absolutely awful, not a June bank holiday washout. So I'll take that for now. In terms of the very current weather, Aoife, there is a status yellow warning being issued for 8 counties as temperatures are forecast to hit to 30 degrees in parts of the country today. What is your advice to the public? Why have you issued that warning?
Yeah, so that warning basically accounts for the next couple of days. So today up until 6 p.m. tomorrow for those 8 counties in Munster, Connacht and the Midlands as well. And that is because temperatures in those areas will widely exceed 27 degrees both today and tomorrow. And overnight temperatures, this is the big thing, overnight temperatures will not fall below 15 degrees in many of those areas. And that means that it is going to be quite uncomfortable when we're sleeping tonight. It's going to give people's bodies very little time to actually recover from the heat. So there will be that increased risk of heat stress over the next couple of days. Of course, there will be some water safety issues too. So if people are out on the water, it's really important to take care and to keep an eye on Water Safety Ireland for all the best advice and keeping yourself safe around bodies of water. But of course, the UV index as well will be quite high. So people do need to take care in the sun, take care of any animals as well. And just be aware as well that there is a risk of forest fire too.
May, I know, is statistically the sunniest month. I think we all remember exam weather. Weather like this just reminds me of sitting out on the flat roof studying with my hat and sunglasses, trying to take in every single bit of sun that I could get. Should we now consider May and June to be the best period of weather for the year?
I suppose it depends on what you mean by the best.
Best for me is a little warm and a bit of sunshine.
Yeah. So it will vary, you know, like you said, climatologically, it has been brightest in May and we do see some quite warm temperatures as well. Now that could potentially change as the climate changes. But I mean, we are seeing temperature records being broken already. I mean, on Monday, we saw temperatures of up to 28.6 degrees. And provisionally today, as of this afternoon, temperatures in Carlow have already gotten up to 29 degrees. So now that is, as I said, provisional, but we are seeing temperature records being broken. So while it is, I know, quite nice weather in terms of people like getting out and like I said, getting out in the water as well, that kind of upward trend in temperatures can be a bit worrying for somewhere like here where, you know, we're not really built to deal with this kind of heat, you know, particularly with our buildings, our homes and so on, are generally kept and built to keep the heat in. So this does present probably a new challenge to the Irish public as we see these temperatures increase and we see more record-breaking temperatures over the summer.
Yeah, and that probably is the more serious side of this. I mean, you mentioned those temperatures in Carlow. That's exceptionally hot for that area. It's exceptionally hot in the south of England, again, on the continent. And you're seeing that, I think, earlier and earlier in the year and perhaps more frequently, aren't you?
Yeah, and like even we saw last year our summer was one of the warmest summers and it didn't feel like it. But the big thing was that the overnight temperatures were relatively high last year. And like I said, if the overnight temperatures are quite high, our bodies don't get a chance to recover from the daytime temperatures. And, you know, even here, we're just not really used to the heat. Our bodies aren't acclimatized to it. And as well as you're sleeping, most people don't have the likes of air conditioning or anything to help keep them cool and keep them out of that kind of extreme heat that we're seeing. So, you know, when we're seeing these temperature records being broken consistently, it's generally a sign of that upward trend that we've seen in temperatures globally.
I did mention it is the 90th anniversary of Meta Erin. In other countries, do you think the national meteorological stations, I'm thinking like the UK Met Office, for example, do you think they have the same level of public recognition as Meta Erin has here in Ireland? Or is our situation pretty unique?
I think there are a lot of meteorological services across the globe that are very well regarded, and you know, a lot of people will pay close attention to what they're saying and so on. But I think here in Ireland we do definitely have a real fascination with the weather, you know, and it's particularly because it is so changeable. It's really important that people keep an eye on forecasts and so on, because it can swap around so quickly. I mean, this kind of week has been unusual in that we've had that high pressure keeping things very steady, you know, sunny across the country and warm. But usually we're used to the Atlantic drive in our weather, and that means that you can have showers with sunshine and then a spell of rain and then gorgeous sunshine and then suddenly it's very cold. That changeability means that people have to be interested in the weather. Otherwise, they don't know what's going to happen when they walk out the door. So I think that's a big part of why people, you know, recognise Meta Erin so much in Ireland. It's that kind of, I suppose you could call it nearly a national obsession with the weather.
And you hear it and you can see people talking about the weather the last couple of days. You can see the mood of the entire country actually change. It definitely puts people in good form. I wonder, as somebody who tells us what the weather is going to be, do you feel a certain responsibility when you're delivering bad news to the country, as I presume you have to do fairly frequently?
Well, I know there are some people who definitely don't like to hear me coming on the radio in case I bring a bit of rain. But I think that the big thing is the responsibility. It's not so much about, you know, we of course can't control the weather. And as much as you'd love to be able to make it sunny all the time or just give us a bit of rain overnight when nobody is going to notice it, we just can't do it. So I think the responsibility is felt more so in making sure that if there is something serious coming down the line, it's well communicated from Meta Erin, from the forecast office. And that's the big thing, is that Meta Erin's goal is always and ever to protect people and property in Ireland and to promote wider societal and economic well-being. So the big thing, the responsibility comes from being able to get that message out and accepting that, yeah, sometimes the weather will be bad, but you have to let people know. It's important that people can be prepared for it.
And we know how difficult it is to be 100% accurate with weather forecasting. And I know the criticism that you face if you're seen to get it wrong. Do you think we could ever reach the point where there will be perfect forecasting accuracy for short-term weather for every town and village in the country?
It's difficult to see that would ever happen. I think that the weather it spawns from a very complicated system. So you have the atmosphere, which has a lot of different factors that can affect what actually happens on the ground. And in order to capture that perfectly, models would have to have an absolutely perfect representation of the Earth's surface and the atmosphere. And that would take a huge amount of computing power, a huge amount of work. The models that we have at the moment, while they are becoming increasingly good, we'll say, at forecasting the weather, they're still only a representation of what we have here on Earth, which means there's always space for variation. So I think there will always be some bit of uncertainty with the forecasting, and it will likely continue to improve. Like, we've seen massive improvements in the last few decades, and the fact that we can now look a week in advance and have some decent confidence in what the weather is going to be is a massive improvement to a few decades ago, where we could only kind of confidently forecast for 2 or 3 days. So there will likely be further improvement, but whether it's ever actually like absolutely perfect, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon anyway.
Even with AI, you don't think that would significantly change forecasting into the next decade?
So the AI, I mean, it remains to be seen, but AI could bring about significant changes and may change how we forecast. But it's still going to be just a representation of what we have in reality. And AI as well is only as good as the data that you train it on, which means you would want to have absolutely perfect information going into any machine learning models. And we just don't have that, even in terms of the observations that we have globally. We don't have every inch of the Earth's surface covered.
I did say it is your 90th anniversary. How does Met Aaron intend to celebrate that?
So we do have a garden at Bloom this year. So it's a commemorative garden now that marks 90 years of Met Aaron. And it just invites visitors to honour those who observe, interpret and communicate Ireland's weather and climate. So there are a lot of different aspects of the garden that kind of help us think about all these people and Met Aaron's work through the last 9 decades. So I'd invite everybody to call into that if you're at Bloom. It was designed by the wonderful Paul Dunn and Pádraig Woods. It's really a fantastic commemorative garden and well worth having a look at. So that's one of the ways that we're celebrating that 90 years.
Sounds absolutely lovely. Aoife Keighley, Deputy Head of Forecasting at Met Aaron. Thanks so much for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.